Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. This is going to be a very brief episode. I don't want to quite call it a PSA, but I just want to say we need to keep the families and the survivors of the Texas floods in our thoughts and prayers, and we need to not let politics get in the way of our better judgment when it comes to these natural disasters. And also man-made disasters, too, like plane crashes, which are a combination of both. I know I say this every time a big disaster happens, but we live in such a polarized society, a lot of people seem to forget it. So I feel like it's worth repeating. The victims of any disaster are God's children, no matter who they voted for, or if they voted at all. Especially in cases like this, where there are a lot of children who are victims of this, too. They were taken from us way too soon. And you especially have to feel for the little girls who were at that summer camp. 27 girls passed away in the floods at that summer camp. And I never went to a summer camp, but I had friends that did. And they always said that summer camp was a joyful, it was fun, it was a place where you learned new skills, and you played games, and you did all this stuff, you met new people. And so, if you're a little girl and you go off to a camp like this, or a little boy for that matter, and you go off to a camp like that, you know, expecting that you're gonna have a good time, you're gonna meet new people, and you're gonna learn new skills and whatnot, and then something like this happens, especially in the night like that, if you survive that, unfortunately, that's going to stick with you the rest of your life. And especially when you consider that those waters rose 26 feet in less than an hour. That's, like, basically unheard of. And it's even sadder that, you know, in summer, a lot of people vacation in general, obviously. But especially 4th of July weekend when this happened, a lot of the people that were affected by the floods weren't even living there. They were visiting. They were vacationing. So imagine how terrifying that must be to go on a vacation and then have a flood hit like that suddenly. Flash flood. And next thing you know, your cabin is literally being ripped off of its foundation and smashed to pieces like a watermelon. Like, that is, it's tragic, that's terrifying. So, I would like to ask you one more time. Please keep these people who were affected by this, the survivors and the victims' families, in your prayers and in your thoughts. It has been confirmed so far that over 160, around 160, maybe more, have passed away. And that, last I checked, there were over 100 still missing. And I especially emphasize that we need to not let politics get in the way here, because there was a pediatrician, you know, someone who's supposed to be helping sick children. And she posted that the voters, quote unquote, got what they voted for with these disastrous floods. That is heartless. That is sick. That is dehumanizing. Even if it was going the other way. Even if it was a right-wing doctor saying that about the victims of a California wildfire, for example. We should not tolerate that. Our political discourse needs to be civil. And there are certain things that should be out of bounds, and that should be one of them. Blaming the voters for a disaster that kills over 100 people, especially when many of those people are children, is despicable. She shouldn't just be fired. She should permanently lose her medical license. Because that's not just unprofessionalism. That is contempt for entire groups of people. And that should be unacceptable in a civilized society. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast or consider it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on X at JFSCPod and on Facebook at Jesse's Fireside Chats. I am still evaluating whether or not to create a blue sky. I know originally, a few months ago, I said I would not. But now I've been hearing more mixed things about it. So I'm still evaluating that, and I will keep you posted. Right now I have a bunch of other things on my plate not related to this, so it may be a while. But I hope that you will pass this along to anybody you know who might be interested, and that you will come back next time. Thank you so much for listening. We also have, if you feel like supporting the show with a donation, we also have a Ko-fi page, so no pressure, but if you would like to do so, it is Ko-fi, ko-fi.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.